Text, Mattel Television presents. Pink clouds drift across a shimmering night sky. Shooting stars leave a neon title in their wake. Barbie, Big City, Big Dreams. Stars, music notes, and a microphone decorate the words. The glittering lights of New York City appear through the clouds. In black and white, traffic glides through the streets, and boats skim over the bay. Posters and advertisements hang on tall buildings. A pink SUV travels the city. Text appears on billboards and murals, starring America Young and Amber May. Producer Ron Myrick. Written by Christopher Keenan and Kate Splain. The view rises to the top of skyscrapers, and text appears on an old water tank. Directed by Scott Playdell Pierce. The pink SUV speeds through busy intersections and past people lining up at a hot dog cart. The SUV pulls up in front of a theater. Bright lights surround a marquee that reads, Broadway Melodies, starring Barbie Roberts. With her blonde hair in a high ponytail, Barbie steps out of the car. She wears dangle earrings, a jeweled choker, and a shimmering pink dress. The paparazzi takes pictures while fans hold out their programs for an autograph. Inside the theater, a crowd watches an orchestra play near the curtain stage. In her dressing room, Barbie wears silk gloves and a flowing pink evening gown. She reads a script and takes a deep breath. The conductor turns to the crowd and encourages them to clap as the curtain rises. Lit by a spotlight, Barbie strolls on stage. A house, trees, and a wheelbarrow make up the set. Taking a deep breath, she opens her mouth to sing. In a taxi...
Move it, buddy, let's go! Hey, why don't you save it for the stage, Pavarotti? This guy over here. Sorry about that. This clown thinks he's gonna be big on Broadway.
Ha! Huh, that's one crazy dream.
As the city skyline comes into view, Barbie leans out the window. The world now in full color.
New York, I love you already! Woohoo! Yeah!
Here we go again.
Hey, guys!
Hi, honey.
Barbie, you're there!
What?
How did you know that I landed already? We got in early.
You know Dad installed a tracker on your cell, right?
Dad?
Not that I was worried.
Oh, your father was worried.
Well, I made it. Are you gonna be a big star?
The driver shakes his fist and yells out the window.
Well, let me get through the summer program first, then we'll see about being a star.
Is it like being on another planet?
Apparently, people here really like pretzels. And I have never seen this many taxicabs in one place.
Taxis jam up traffic.
It's even more amazing than I imagined! And yes, it's a little bit like being on another planet.
Well, if you get homesick, we are only a video call away.
I know. Thanks, Mom. Oh, I better go.
We can't wait to come visit.
Don't forget us when you're famous.
Take lots of pictures.
Bring me back a souvenir.
Bye.
Hey, Barbie.
You guys must be psychic. I'm just about to take my first bite out of the Big Apple. Do you miss us yet?
Malibu's just not the same without you.
What have you seen so far? Have you been on Broadway?
You guys, not yet. Here it is, the Handler Arts Academy.
Wow, check it out.
She holds her phone out the window and her friends admire the glass building. Gold sculptures of ballerinas top a fountain out front.
Here we are.
Barbie steps out of the cab.
I'm so lucky to spend the summer here.
Luck's got nothing to do with it. You worked your tail off for this.
I know, but I just hope I'm good enough.
There's bound to be some pretty stiff competition here.
Come on.
Oh, please. You got this.
A box of stuff blocks the screen.
Where'd she go?
Where'd you go?
Hello?
Oh, I'm here. But maybe I should talk to you later. Okay, bye. We love you. Have fun.
Break a leg, kid.
Thank you.
A long ramp.
I just might.
She struggles to balance her things as she heads up the ramp.
Hey! Careful!
Oops! Sorry.
Barbie nearly trips over a pigeon. She lets go of her suitcase and it rolls away.
No!
Watch out below!
Whoa! Runaway suitcase!
A black woman with braids pirouettes and stops the suitcase with her toe.
And once again, ballet saves the day.
Oh my gosh! Thank you!
I should thank you. I can never get enough practice in.
Wow. I wish I had two extra hands so I could applaud.
Thanks.
As they walk through revolving doors, Barbie trips and they spin into the building. As they fall down, their boxes spill and Barbie's guitar lies on the floor.
I hope you're better on the guitar than you are with doors.
My taxi cab driver told me to break a leg. Apparently, I took him literally.
As long as you don't break mine, we're good. Also, maybe don't break yours either.
I'll try my best. By the way, I'm
early.
A custodian.
A whole day, to be exact.
Wait, what?
You've got to be kidding me.
Every year, one of you overly eager Broadway babies shows up a day early.
Do we have to leave
and come back tomorrow?
Barbie hugs a stuffed animal, then hides it behind her back.
Nah, you can head up to the dorms. 10th floor. Room assignments are alphabetical. I'm too old for these out-of-towners.
Hey, I'm from Brooklyn.
You're from Brooklyn? As in New York?
Is there any other?
Wow, I've never met anybody from Brooklyn.
Really? Where are you from?
I'm from Malibu, California.
You're a long way from home.
I am. But, as they say, if I can make it here...
You can make it anywhere.
I know, right?
Come on, let's go find our rooms.
Upstairs, they pull their suitcases down a colorful hallway.
Maybe getting here a day early was a blessing in disguise.
How so?
Well, now I'll have a chance to explore New York before classes start.
I'd be happy to show you around.
Awesome.
I should get unpacked.
Yeah, me too. It's great to meet you.
At the same door.
I think this is my room.
It has my name on it. I'm Barbie.
But I'm Barbie. What's your last name?
Roberts.
We have the same name?
We're both named Barbie Roberts.
I've never even met anyone else named Barbie before.
Me neither.
Let alone Barbie Roberts.
I know, right? Must be cosmic chaos.
Won't it be weird calling each other Barbie?
In Brooklyn, I'm the only Barbie I know of.
Me too. In Malibu, I mean.
Why don't you just call me Brooklyn? That'll make things easier.
And you can call me Malibu.
Perfect. I love it.
Me too.
Done.
They fist bump before carrying their things into their new room.
Home sweet home. At least for the summer.
Not bad.
Nice, huh? I wish I had this view in Brooklyn.
Wow.
They gaze down at a busy street before heading back.
I've never done a program like this before, have you?
I've spent every summer of my childhood in some classical training program or another.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, it was really intense. Where'd you train?
I trained at the internet.
Wow, homeschooled. That's cool.
Yeah. I just love playing the guitar and singing.
Me too. And dancing and keyboard.
I'd love to hear you play.
Me too. And why not? We're a whole day early. We've got plenty of time to hang out.
Right?
They play their guitars and dance. In a montage, Brooklyn Barbie and Malibu Barbie clumsily try to feed each other pizza slices. With pizza sauce mustaches, they take goofy selfies together. They hold their toothbrushes together and squirt toothpaste over both. Brooklyn shows Malibu her stuffed animal, and Malibu does the same. They playfully hold their stuffed animals up to each other's faces. Now they lie side by side in bed, each listening to music with their headphones on. Malibu takes out a book and shows it to Brooklyn. Then, sitting in bed, they giggle over their phones until Malibu falls.
Here's to you.
No, here's to us.
They sing and dance around the academy.
I love the concrete jungle, and I'm a beach girl. Together we're best of all possible worlds. A duo so dynamic, like fire and rain. Together we can set it off and make a big bang.
They run for the subway, but the doors shut on Malibu. People glare.
Girl, what is it with you and doors?
Brooklyn pulls Malibu onto the train.
Was that a totally clueless tourist move?
No, not at all.
Honestly?
No, not at all.
A poster.
Look, Emmy. The Emmy. She's my favorite.
She is?
Do you know she has, like, 50 million followers?
No.
She sold, like, a gajillion albums.
Yes?
She's just huge. I mean, I have a vlog, but she's on a whole other level. Don't you follow her?
Not exactly. Okay, she used to be my friend.
What? You knew Emmy, like, personally?
Yes, we used to perform together when we were kids. We were really close, but I haven't seen her in forever. Except on billboards.
They eye the pop star's bright red hair.
We should make a pact. When we get famous, we won't let it come between us.
How about we swap famous for working on Broadway?
Deal! But you never know. Broadway could make us famous. What a crazy place.
Looks like somebody's ready for bed.
Huh? Ooh. No way. I'm too excited.
Well, this is the city that never sleeps. You fit in already. Spoke too soon.
Malibu snores with her head on Brooklyn's shoulder. Brooklyn smiles and closes her eyes too. The subway glides past a station where graffiti and colorful posters cover the walls. Now, the sun rises over the city. A sculpture of two dancing figures stands outside the Arts Academy. Inside, musicians and dancers mingle in the large open lobby. Others rehearse. A white teen with green hair struggles to carry a timpani drum through the crowd. He trips. Brooklyn and Malibu look for a seat in a spacious auditorium.
Look, there's two down front.
They hurry to the front. Behind them, a timid white girl in glasses and overalls enters and sits in the back. On stage, an older woman taps the microphone.
Welcome, everyone! As most of you know, I am Dean Morrison.
Woohoo!
That's Dean Morrison!
Dean Morrison is my idol.
Thank you, thank you. It's great to be back for another summer of performing arts excellence. You've all worked very hard to get here, but that's nothing compared to the work ahead of you. Your instructors and I will be watching your progress all summer and ultimately deciding who will be featured in our prestigious Spotlight Solo. And I'm pleased to announce that this summer's Spotlight Solo will be live streamed from Times Square.
Did you hear that? Times Square?
Times Square?
This one's mine.
Times Square? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine it.
There will only be one name on the Spotlight Solo marquee. And if you want that name to be yours, I suggest you listen, learn, and practice, practice, practice. Now, let's get to work.
An enthusiastic student bolts for the door. Brooklyn and Malibu stand up and head for the exit. The timid girl briefly glances up at Brooklyn as she passes, before turning away and covering her face. The friends join other students in the hallway. A brown puppy scampers around.
Is that a dog? Do you think he's lost?
Only one way to find out.
They follow the puppy to a door labeled with drama masks and a coat hanger.
Costumes! My favorite!
After you.
Inside, multiple sewing machines dot the dimly lit room. Costumes hang on garment racks beside rolls of colorful fabric.
Wow! Talk about dramatic!
I know, right?
Drama is my middle name.
A young man wearing bright red sneakers and a floral jacket rolls up confidently on a garment rack.
I'm Rafa. The myth, the legend, costume course. And you two?
We're in the performance course.
I'm Brooklyn. She's Malibu.
And we're both Barbie.
Fabulous! Two Barbies. One Malibu and one Brooklyn. What are the odds?
Astronomical.
Cosmic chaos.
I predict future Broadway stars.
Oh, there you are.
That's Gato, my muse.
Gato, as in Spanish for cat? You call your dog cat?
And he's cool with that.
The only labels we believe in are designer.
He's adorable.
Speaking of designer labels.
What are those?
Broken dreams. My loss, your gain.
Broken dreams? They're so pretty. Did you make them?
More like I tried to make them. I was going for avant-garde, but I ended up with avant-garbage.
Are you crazy? They're amazing.
Amazing is for amateurs. I want my designs to take your breath away and get chosen for the Spotlight Solo. But look.
He picks up the remote, points it at the dresses, and mashes a button.
Nothing's happening.
Exactly! They're supposed to light up and sparkle. But do you see any sparkle? Exactly. That's why I'm trashing them.
But they're gorgeous.
They may look good, but they don't do what they're supposed to. They're useless to me. You two should take them.
Seriously?
Really?
They're all yours.
The girls smile.
We'll just innovate a little.
He chooses two more dresses. Gato watches as he makes two towering headdresses for Brooklyn and Malibu.
Now that's a look. On you two, they totally work.
Speaking of work, come on, we gotta get to class.
She's right, we should go. So nice to meet you, Rafa.
And thank you for these. Adios, Gato.
It was an honor and a pleasure.
Rafa bows, then tries to throw the remote out. It bounces off the garbage can, and Gato retrieves it, shaking it around before dropping it at Rafa's feet.
Yeah, I know, Gato. Not even worth chewing on.
Gato watches as Rafa mopes away. The moon drops out of the sky and the sun pops up outside the academy. In her room, Malibu Barbie wakes as Brooklyn packs a bag.
No, it can't be 6 a.m. already.
Sorry, Malibu. You're still on West Coast time. Better rise and shine, or you'll be late again.
Just 5 more minutes.
Not if you plan on making it to class. See you there.
Okay. It's 3 a.m. in California, you know.
She rushes out. In a ballet class, young women stretch in pink and purple leotards. A gray-haired instructor begins to dance, and the class follows. Malibu Barbie lags one step behind. Over several days, she struggles through ballet, fencing, and music.
Look and learn, feel the burn, and just try harder. This is tough, tighten up, and fail smarter. My spirit is deflating, I'm straining, my fear's inflating. This school's calling my bluff, hope I have the right stuff. And remember how to be brave. Ooh. Tell my nerves to behave. Ooh. Can I get out of my head? Get out of my head and hit me soft. My mind, work it, double time. Grind, grind on my mind, never fall a step behind. Grind, grind on my mind, work it, double time. Grind, grind.
Malibu struggles in all her classes.
This is what you wanted, all you've ever wanted. Don't be daunted, just be patient and relax. Go on, cut yourself some slack. Easier said than done. Why am I the only one who keeps scrambling and face planning? This is draining, stop complaining. I know it's worth the trouble. Ooh. To push myself and hustle. Ooh. Can I get out of my head? Get out of my head and hit restart.
Grind, grind on my mind, work it double time. Grind, grind on my mind, never fall a step behind. Grind, grind.
The ballerinas switch to hip-hop moves, and Malibu flails. Now she knocks over a stage light.
Did everyone see? Of course they saw. Pull yourself together, practice till it's perfect. Gotta work it, find your purpose. Plant your feet, use your core, keep the beat, get off the floor. How can you even show your face? Chill out, but stand up straight and
grind, grind on my mind. Work it, double time. Grind, grind on my mind. Never fall a step behind. Work it,
I'm not gonna whine.
Work it,
things will be fine.
Work it,
I'm losing my mind.
Grind.
She falls hard in the studio. At night, in the Barbie's room.
Oh man, is it 6 a.m. already?
Malibu fumbles for her phone on the nightstand.
Sorry, no, it's my phone. A friend back home.
Brooklyn lies down as Malibu answers.
Hello?
Have you made it big on Broadway yet?
Ken, do you know what time it is here?
Oops, I guess I forgot about the time difference.
Whoa!
Ken balances on a surfboard on a beach ball.
Sorry.
Barbie heads for the balcony.
It's okay. Hold on. Okay, better now.
So? How is it? Tell me everything.
Well, so far, it's somewhere between completely amazing and total disaster.
Why? It can't be that bad.
No, it's a dream come true, really. I think it's my destiny. So I just hope I can keep the faith. But wow, the competition is fierce.
But there's only one Barbie.
Funny you should say that. I made a new friend, and guess what her name is?
Faith? Hope? Destiny?
No. Are you sitting down? Barbie Roberts. Barbie Roberts.
Wow! The odds must be like 1 in a billion.
Like everyone here, she's amazing.
Well, you're more talented than anyone I know.
We'll see about that.
Daylight streams into the cafeteria.
Coming through!
The timpani guy toddles past. Brooklyn and Malibu carry trays of food.
I don't think I've ever been this tired.
Pace yourself. It's only the first week.
They look for a seat.
Over there.
To the timid student.
Are these seats taken?
All yours.
Thank you.
The girl glances up and spots Brooklyn. She turns, shielding her face with a hand.
Hi, I'm Barbie.
I mean Malibu. This is Brooklyn. Lee, I hope I didn't embarrass myself too much in class. Thanks for fencing with a beginner.
You were fine, really.
You looked so familiar.
Just got one of those faces, I guess.
No, there's definitely something.
Hola, what's good, chicas?
Rafa joins them.
Rafa! This is Lee.
Hey.
Rafa's in costumes.
Are you in the performance course, too?
Yeah, acting.
I thought so. You have that serious actor vibe.
I do?
Malibu nods.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. That means a lot.
You remind me of someone. Who is it?
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Brooklyn scrolls through her phone. Bright red hair peeks out from Lee's brown bob.
Wait, I know you.
Lee recoils.
You must be confusing me with someone else.
I don't think I'm confused, Emily.
Brooklyn shows a picture of them together.
Hi, Barbie.
I knew you! Emily! Oh my gosh!
Wait, what's going on here?
Emmy takes off her glasses and Malibu nearly spits out her soda.
I'm Emily? As in, Emmy Lee? Emmy? The Emmy? As in, Emmy?
Shh.
I love your costume.
Okay, please, shh. I can't believe it. Emily, after all this time, what's with the disguise?
I don't want to be recognized. If everyone here knows I'm Emmy, that Emmy, they'll treat me differently.
Wow, the Emmy. I've been your biggest fan since your first single. I even lip-synced to it on my vlog. Wait until my friends hear about this.
Like that.
Got it. Sorry.
She zips her lips.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I can't believe it's you. Well, sort of you.
What's a megastar like you doing in a place like this?
Training. Real training. I want to be taken seriously, which never happens when I'm Emmy. You have no idea what it's like.
No,
I can imagine.
I don't.
The whole insta-lebrity thing is out of control.
Your secret is safe with us.
Thanks.
She glances at Brooklyn, who gives her a heartfelt nod.
When my dad became my manager, I just stopped having a life. He even took me out of school.
Your dad? But you lived with your mom.
I did. But then everything changed when my dad took over.
He lost touch with everyone?
Yep. My dad made sure it was all business, all the time.
Ouch. That's tough.
I even had to beg him to cut my tour dates so I could come here this summer.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, me too. I've missed you.
Same.
Emmy beams.
But don't worry, I'm not going to ask you for a selfie or autograph.
For you, I'd make an exception.
Brooklyn and Malibu practice ballet in sunny Washington Square Park.
It's so great that you and Emmy found each other again.
All this time, I thought she ditched me.
But it was her father calling the shots.
I don't even remember him.
I don't know if I'd ever want to be that famous. How about you?
Nah, I just love to dance. Fame might be a side effect one day, but it's not the goal.
Like my singing, or even my vlog. I just have to express myself.
Me too.
And all the world's a stage.
Then we need costumes.
Brooklyn reaches for her bag. Now they wear Rafa's colorful sequin dresses.
Not bad. Look at us.
Look at this place. You're so lucky to live in New York.
I've traveled a lot with my mom, but there's nowhere better.
Your mom travels a lot?
She's an airline pilot.
Well, I'm so glad I traveled here and met you.
Same. Cosmic chaos. Speaking of parents.
Hi, Dad.
All good? Yep. Absolutely. Mom's in Mexico? I thought she was heading to Australia. Oh, next week. Got it. No, Dad. I told you. I'm not going to schlep back and forth every day. The dorms are fine.
Malibu does a silly dance.
Yes. She's very nice. You'd like her. Okay. I know. I love you more.
Bye.
My dad thinks it's his job to worry.
It is. My dad's the same.
Come on, let's take a selfie for both of our dads.
That will keep them happy.
Oh, smart thinking.
They take more selfies.
Woo!
They lock arms and spin in front of the fountain. Their dresses light up.
Whoa!
What the? Did you see that? There! Twirling makes them sparkle.
Rafa might be on to something.
The stripes on their dresses move and glow with bright colors as they leap and twirl. Later at the academy.
Please, everyone. Quiet, please. Thank you. We have a surprise visitor this afternoon. A member of our board of directors is touring the campus and sitting in on classes. I'm sure it goes without saying that I expect you all to present yourselves and this program in the best possible light.
No pressure.
Ah, here he is now.
A red-haired man.
Welcome, Mr. Miller.
Unbelievable.
Everyone, this is Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller, these are some of the finest young performers you'll ever meet.
That's us.
Hello, I'm pleased to be here. Lovely campus. Don't let me interrupt.
Mr. Miller, please don't hesitate to ask any of us if you have any questions as you tour the academy. Okay, people? Thank you!
The crowd disperses. Emmy shields her face and runs outside. Mr. Miller strides out too, and Emmy grabs his arm and pulls him aside. He brushes the shoulder of his coat and smirks at her.
What are you doing here?
I'm just taking a tour, sweetheart.
Come on, Dad. I know you better than that. Tell me why you're really here.
Let's just say I'm protecting my investment. I want to make sure no one gets in the way of my talented daughter winning that spotlight solo.
Look at me, Dad. I'm trying to avoid the spotlight. I enrolled in this school to learn, not win some contest.
Do you have any idea how much money canceling your tour cost us? The least you can do is make sure you win that spotlight solo so we can turn it into a PR event.
Well, I'm not helping you.
That's okay. I know how to make sure my little girl shines. Now take this silly costume off.
Stop!
She swats him away from her wig.
Do you think no one here knows who you really are?
No one except my friends.
Sweetheart, you don't have friends. You only have competitors.
Not if I don't compete.
You'd better get back to class. Daddy's got business to take care of.
Scowling, Emmy storms off. In the auditorium, students mingle on stage. Mr. Miller walks in, crosses his arms, and glances toward Emmy, Brooklyn, and Malibu. Rafa gets Emmy's attention and points to his phone.
You guys mind if we move over there? Rafa's recording the class, and I'd prefer not to be in the shot.
No problem. That's gotta be nerve-wracking. Always worrying about cameras?
Yeah, it stresses me out. Lots of things are stressing me out today.
Her dad waves.
It's all right. Come on, let's warm up.
They move to the side of the stage and begin doing stretches. Brooklyn stands in a ballet pose, and Malibu directs her. Emmy catches Brooklyn in a dip.
Point those toes! Loosen up!
They start doing goofy dances.
Move it! Move it! Move it!
Go, Malibu! Go, Malibu!
The green-haired man carries his drum through the pit. On stage, the three friends crash into each other, and Malibu bumps Brooklyn off the stage.
Come in!
She falls onto the drum.
Thrill.
Brooklyn's foot is stuck in the drum. She winces in pain. In the cafeteria, three students gossip.
I heard she broke her ankle.
I heard she broke her whole foot.
Well, she definitely broke the whole drum.
Barbie and Emmy.
Poor Brooklyn. I hope she's okay. I feel terrible.
It's not your fault.
But what if she can't dance? What about her shot at the spotlight solo? What if...
It was an accident. She's going to be fine. I hope.
They spot Brooklyn Barbie walking with crutches toward the revolving door. Malibu rushes over, but Emmy hangs back.
Oh, Brooklyn, you're walking.
It's not broken, only a sprain.
Thank goodness, I was so worried.
So was I, but everything's okay. It should be fine in a day or two.
What can I do to help?
Malibu trips, and the friends spin in the door.
Stop helping?
As they head outside, Malibu falls out of the revolving door. Brooklyn gives her a hand.
Seriously, what is it with you and doors?
Now they sit on a park bench. Pigeons eat seeds scattered on the ground.
Fresh air and sunshine can cure almost anything.
Rafa chases Gato.
Gato! Hey, little fella!
Hey! What's the verdict?
I'll be fine. Just a little stumble on the path to greatness.
I hear you. I thought my instructors would be wowed by my costumes, not calling them admirable attempts.
Oh, come on. You're just having technical difficulties.
And they work. Sometimes.
I know, but I can't control them. Even if I could, it's too late anyway. I had to submit my project. Epic fail.
Well, you know what they say. If at first you don't succeed, your friends are here to help you try again.
Is that what they say?
Rafa, you gotta admit she's onto something. Look at me. I haven't given up.
Positive attitude changes everything.
Malibu hands Gato to Brooklyn.
I flew in on cloud nine with Malibu sunshine to the playground of my dreams. Made a new best friend. There wasn't a question that everything would work out perfectly. Then boom, boom, spoke too soon. Worst in the room, like a total crash landing. But I'm not gonna let that keep me down. It's all about those good vibes. Every future looks bright when you got those good, good, good vibes. Gotta catch those good, good, good vibes.
Now take a look at me, so on point and savvy. The whole world at my feet. Spry and irreverent, didn't know what fear meant. I dance and leap to my
dresses. I'm no Thomas Edison, but a good attitude's good medicine. Though I'm reticent to put on a happy face. ¿Cómo se dice? Let me put it this way. Sé que en estas chicas mi visión loca. My imagination soars. Find a dizzy height, styling with dazzling lights. For when you did this, tread the boards. Then boom, boom, spoke too soon. Now I'm cocooned in my own disappointment. Gotta spread my wings and get to higher ground.
Rafa and Malibu dance, and Brooklyn grooves along.
Those good, good, good vibes. It's all about those good vibes. Every future looks bright. When you got those good, good, good vibes, gotta catch those good, 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 good vibes.
They plop down on the park bench. In ballet class at the academy, Malibu Barbie moves through poses on the bar. She moves with confidence, mirroring her classmates. Now in a fencing outfit, she jousts skillfully with Emmy. In music class, she rocks out on electric guitar. The teacher gives her a thumbs up. Then she moves gracefully through a ballet routine. Brooklyn and Emmy watch, smiling. She runs up to them afterwards and fist bumps Brooklyn. As the friends travel a hallway, the dean steps out of her office and frowns.
Miss Roberts?
Yes? Yes?
A word in my office, please.
She points to Malibu, who shrugs at Brooklyn and Emmy before going inside.
Miss Roberts, you're a very promising performer.
Thank you.
But talent isn't the only thing we value here. professional conduct is just as important.
Of course. I know I had a bumpy start in some of my classes, but...
Ms. Roberts, I'm referring to your attempt to sabotage one of your competitors for the Spotlight solo.
Sabotage?
I've been informed that the accident involving the other Barbie Roberts was no accident.
Of course it was. She's my friend. Why in the world would I sabotage her?
Pushing a competitor into the orchestra pit is a serious charge.
Pushing? No, no, that's not how it happened.
A concerned witness came to me directly, very upset. He saw everything.
But Dean Morrison, I would never do anything like that.
My hands are tied. I've been told to take appropriate action, or funding for the program will be cut completely.
What is appropriate action?
I must expel you from the program, effective immediately.
You mean I'm being sent home? To Malibu?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts.
But it was an accident.
Brooklyn.
But it was an accident.
Apparently not. Unfortunately, some people think competition is only about winning.
But that's not Malibu. I mean Barbie. You don't know her like I do.
Maybe I don't. But perhaps you don't know her as well as you think you do.
What am I supposed to do now?
The other Miss Roberts is leaving. But you're still here. Make the most of it.
Brooklyn pulls herself onto her crutches and limps out with her eyes lowered. The dean leans against her desk, pensively watching her go. In a dark music room, Brooklyn sits alone playing an acoustic guitar. Crestfallen, Malibu enters. She leans against a piano and looks at Brooklyn.
Hey.
Hey. Do you need something?
So, I met with Dean Morrison.
Yeah? Me too.
Can you believe they're sending me home?
Brooklyn frowns at her guitar.
Are you okay?
Barbie, you can drop the concerned friend act.
What? Brooklyn, don't tell me you believe any of this.
Don't call me Brooklyn. It's Barbie. Brooklyn was for when we were friends.
But we are friends.
We're competitors. We both want the Spotlight solo. I get it. You're out for you. It's that simple.
No, it's not that simple. It was an accident. I wasn't competing against you.
No, it sure seemed like it.
We were pushing each other to be our best.
Yeah? About pushing. There was a witness, Barbie. A witness. Someone saw you push me on purpose.
That's not how it happened.
You know, for a while, I really thought you were special. That this was special. I guess I was wrong.
That's not fair.
That's ironic. You telling me what's fair.
Malibu's eyes widen in shock. She reaches out to touch Brooklyn's shoulder, but pulls back and trudges toward the door. She glances over her shoulder just as Brooklyn turns away. Malibu leaves. Brooklyn's tough, angry expression softens into a melancholy look.
Back here again, losing a friend. Thought I was strong, but I'm reeling. This time felt different. Our connection was instant. But that was pure magical thinking. Just move on from the pain. Soon it'll fade like a memory. You start over again, evolving from this fateful origin story.
In a montage, Brooklyn Barbie plays a grand piano, rides an empty subway, and moves through a park.
A chariot streaks across the sky so majestically. Two girls on an odyssey in the city that never sleeps. Riding high on a merry-go-round, a modern mythology. Glory within reach in the playground. Oh.
Brooklyn returns to her room.
A destiny with reality in a race against the wind. Discovering a new part of me in a faded friend. I know finding you would be an epic journey with no end. Or so then it seemed in the playground of our dreams.
Oh. Their pictures flash by.
But you can't see shooting stars in the city of murky lights. Faith brought us together and then tore us apart, tore us apart. Wish I could go back and restart a race across the sky to a world where dreams and friendships aren't destined to collide.
Malibu waits for a taxi.
The chariot has landed, stranded on this lonely island, where great beginnings don't get happy endings. Glorious mythologies can slip out of your reach. In reality, best friends leave. The ride was just make-believe in the play.
Brooklyn hangs her head. At night, in an empty ballet studio, Brooklyn tests her injured ankle. Emmy enters and pauses behind her friend. Brooklyn practices standing on one foot.
Hey, I heard about Malibu.
Yeah?
I know how much it must hurt.
Hurt? This ankle hurts, but it'll get better. Barbie and me? I think we're done.
You two were so close. Kinda reminded me of us, you know?
Yeah. I thought we were done too, after you skyrocketed to fame.
You were always a better dancer than me. It could have been the other way around, you know?
Maybe. I'm just glad to know that you didn't forget about me.
That was never true. Things aren't always what they seem to be, Barbie.
Okay. I've got to practice. Hey, thanks, Em.
Emmy leaves. Now in the costume shop, Emmy bounces a ball against a box as Rafa works on a giant clam with a shimmering pearl.
If you ask me, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up at all. Those two wanted the other to win almost more than they wanted it for themselves.
Gato and I can always sniff out the good ones. And Malibu is a good one.
Competition can do weird things to people.
But not to Malibu. Did you know that she made me promise not to post the video I recorded of you that day, just to protect your privacy?
Hold up! What did you just say?
You heard me. When Brooklyn went into the pit, I had my phone and I was recording.
You were recording!
I was recording!
He holds up his phone. In the video, Malibu stumbles into Brooklyn.
It was an accident!
No doubt about it.
Rafa, do you know what this means? Malibu didn't do anything wrong! Wait, go back. Can you zoom in?
He zooms in on Mr. Miller, watching Brooklyn fall.
No way.
What?
I need you to send me that video, okay?
Done.
Okay, you find Brooklyn and show her this. I've got someone else to show it to.
On it!
Brooklyn has her bag in the dean's office.
I'm glad you came to see me. I know this is difficult for you.
Thanks, but that's not why I'm here.
Oh?
You said that someone saw Malibu, I mean Barbie, push me?
Yes, that's correct.
I know it was Mr. Miller, the board member.
It's not important who the witness was. What's important is that—
What if he wasn't telling the truth?
Miss Roberts, that's a very serious accusation and impossible to prove.
What if I have proof?
She holds out her phone, and the dean takes a look at the video.
It was an accident. Oh dear, we've made a terrible mistake.
Yes, but we're in time to fix it.
Outside, evening light casts a soft glow over the city. A sleek convertible speeds down a street and parks in front of the academy. Mr. Miller sits in the driver's seat, idly checking his phone. Emmy marches up and stands beside the car, crossing her arms.
What was so urgent that you needed to see me right away?
You should know, after what you did.
I don't know what you're talking about, and you can't prove it anyway.
Prove what?
His face falls.
It doesn't matter. The spotlight solo is yours, sweetheart.
I don't want it. And even if I did, I wouldn't cheat to get it.
Hey, I went to a lot of trouble to make sure you didn't have any competition.
That's the worst part. You didn't even believe I could win it on my own.
Of course I do. But I have to think of your career. It's just business.
It's not just business, Dad. It's my life. Mine.
You know I only want what's best for you.
Me too, Dad.
She storms off. Mr. Miller beats the steering wheel in frustration. He glares after his daughter. The sun shines over Barbie's house in Malibu, California. She unpacks in her room, her eyes filled with sorrow. Her parents open the door.
Okay if we come in, Barbie?
Sure. You okay, hon?
I just can't believe it ended this way.
We're just glad you're back home, sweetheart.
Ugh. Everyone who knows you would realize this is just a big misunderstanding.
I thought Brooklyn really knew me. Getting kicked out is unfair, but Brooklyn thinking I pushed her? That's worse.
Aw, honey.
We're here, if you want to talk.
Barbie watches them go. She picks up her electric guitar to play, but her shoulders sink. Getting up, she heads to her closet and sets the guitar inside. She closes her mirrored closet door, then hugs herself. With her back against the wall, she slides down to the floor. Her eyes widen, and she pops up. She runs from her room to see Brooklyn at the front door.
Surprise? Brooklyn, Barbie, how? What?
She skips downstairs and gapes at Brooklyn's pink boots.
Your foot! Ta-da! All better.
Brooklyn does a perfect pirouette and bows before hugging Malibu.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to apologize for not believing you. I never should have doubted you.
I can't believe you came all the way to California to apologize.
Remember? My mom flies all around the world.
It's one of the perks of having a mom who's a pilot.
Brooklyn's mom waves, winks, and gives a salute.
And I didn't just come here to apologize. I came here to bring you back.
Barbie steps away.
Brooklyn, I can't go back. I ruined my chance. And yours.
Maybe. But maybe competition isn't always about winning.
Yeah. And maybe it can be about bringing out the best in each other. But it's a little late now. I've been expelled.
Yeah, about that. You're re-enrolled.
What? How?
Let's save that story for the flight.
Brooklyn puts her arm around Malibu and they smile. Now, as they sit on a plane.
And so, thanks to Rafa and Emmy, the whole thing got cleared up.
I'm so glad and really happy to be back at Handler. But mostly, I'm so glad you and I are okay. I'm really sorry about all of this.
Hey, enough with the apologies. We're more than okay. We're us, and we're gonna make it to the finish line together.
Together.
The sun sets outside the academy.
Attention, students. The selection for the spotlight solo has been posted on the message board.
Oh my gosh, what does it say? What does it say?
Students gather around the message board. Rafa stands next to the drummer with green hair. Brooklyn and Malibu step up to read the board. Spotlight solo. Barbie Roberts. Huh? Overjoyed, they share a hug.
Congratulations.
You too.
Rafa playfully shoos them away.
Barbie Roberts got the spotlight solo? Which one?
Wait and see, my drummer dude. Wait and see.
Musicians practice backstage. Sitting on a box, the drummer plays a tiny metal triangle.
Huh? Coming through!
A new timpani. He tosses his triangle and runs to the drum, hugging and kissing it.
How I've missed you. Don't you just love a good reunion?
I sure do.
The Barbies fist bump. Now, inside the auditorium, a packed audience applauds as the conductor bows. Bright neon lights shaped like New York City landmarks decorate the stage. A screen lowers, flashing with shapes and colors. The dean appears, wearing a shimmering red suit. She waves to the crowd.
Good evening, everyone! And welcome to the Handler Arts Academy's biggest night of the year, our Spotlight Solo! Tonight, to announce the winner of the Handler Arts Academy's Spotlight Solo competition, we have a very special guest.
Emmy appears, and she takes off her disguise.
What's good, New York?
Now, in Times Square.
New York!
Emmy here, coming at you live from Times Square to announce the winner of the Spotlight Solo! Put your hands together for my friends, Barbie Roberts and Barbie Roberts, otherwise known as Malibu and Brooklyn.
They wear Rafa's dresses and hold fancy microphones.
You're my fiercest competition, and we're best friends, no contradiction.
It's a mission to conquer doubt, ambition, and stuff, let's shout it out.
Never let jealousy get in our way. Hype each other up when we slay. Got a muscle, a hustle, seize every day.
Going in for the win, taking over Broadway. You set the bar, I'll raise it.
You pick the trail, I'll blaze it.
Won't catch me, hold the back.
Drive, divide us.
Let's let our strength unite us.
Won't catch me holding back, but I still got your back.
Oh, see you at the finish line. When you need the strength to clear it, I'm gonna be the cheering. Oh, see you at the finish line. Never leaving you behind. See you at the finish line.
Backup dancers groove on the neon floor.
Grit to glory tells every winner's epic story.
To all the brave girls through all of time,
we stand on your shoulders on the climb.
Why should our drive divide us? Let's let our strength unite us. Won't catch me holding back, but I still got your back.
Woo!
Rafa presses the remote and their dresses shine with moving patterns. He picks up Gato and cheers. Barbie's friends and family dance in the crowd.
Wise up, rise up, help each other climb up.
They stand holding hands before the cheering crowd. A curtain falls, and text reads, "The end." Credits. Executive producers Adam Bonnet, Christopher Keenan, Frederick Suli. Executive in charge of production, Shannon Edelton. Senior producer, Diane A. Crea. Associate producer, Eric John Cookmeyer. Production managers Chelsea Blakenbaker, Pamela Nedzwaladek. Production assistants Julie Lineberry, Angelica Davis.
Ambition taller than the tallest tower. Can't get enough of these heights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stopping my
traffic, then it's out.
Featuring the voices of Greg Chun, Daniel M.K. Cohen, Kirsten Day, Bernardo DePaula, Giselle Fernandez, Lisa Fuzon, Emma Galvin, Gabe Kunda, Amber May, Christina Malizia, Cassandra Morris, Cassidy Neighbor, Ritesh Rajan, Alejandro Saab, Sally Safiat, Joshua Tamar, Denora Walcott, Desiree Whitfield, and America Young. Casting and voice director Colette Sunderman, talent coordinator Shelby Ryan, songs by Allison McDonald, Matthew Tischler, Andrew Underberg, score by Daniel Rojas, choreography by Jamal Sims. More credits roll. Lean on my shoulder when the ride gets crazy. No cruise control, here we go. Ooh, we got each other, that's the way it always be. Bank on our future is gold. Yeah, we're all in it, confident, confident. No calling it until we get the car, say girl, you want. Feeling it, dreaming it, dreaming it. We'll wake up all in the lights. Hey, big city, big dreams. 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 You know what that means. We're going hard and we're going together. No limited zone. We know what we want. We're pushed to start and we're giving up never. Promise we don't make an empty promises. We were born to show the world to show the bosses. Big city, big dreams. You know what that means. We're going Production logos, Mattel Television, Mainframe Studios, a division of WOW Unlimited Media.